My dear friends in Christ, on this feast of the Holy Family, we also have the joy of being the Sunday within the octave of Epiphany. So today we have many things to be grateful for and many things to celebrate. First, of course, the great feast of the Holy Family. The feast of the Epiphany was last Wednesday. But then also during the 9 o'clock Mass this morning, we have First Holy Communion. So a very special Sunday here today. But when it comes to the feast of the Holy Family, for each and every one of us, whether we have young children of our home, or our children are already full grown, or we are a young child, or a son or a daughter who's already on their own, we should all pray for our families. We should all pray that as a family, that we may all get to heaven. Almighty God has given us our families to be a help, to be a guide, and an assistance to the salvation of our souls. So if there's anything in our families that divides or causes strife, we should especially here today ask our Blessed Mother for help to overcome it, ask for help to address it as best possible, and most especially, and do God's will according to our family lives. We know that the devil is trying very hard to divide our families. We see that in our country and all over the world with divorce. We know that divorce separates the family and causes many harms to the children. Almighty God has given us the family life in order to help us to raise our children to become saints. When it comes to matrimony, Almighty God established the union between man and woman way in the beginning. If we look in the book of Genesis, we see that before Eve had been created, Almighty God had said, "It is not good for man to be alone. Let us make a help like unto himself." And when Adam was in a deep sleep, Almighty God took a rib from his side and formed Eve from it. Almighty God has given us that marriage for that union between man and woman. But it was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who raised that natural union to a sacrament. When parents, when you entered into matrimony, when you exchanged those vows before Almighty God, that exchange, that mutual exchange and giving of yourself was the matter and the form for the sacrament of matrimony. At that time and at that moment, you received an increase in sanctifying grace in your souls. You received sacramental graces, which Almighty God has promised you for your marriage life and in your life in raising your children. Almighty God knows the challenges and the difficulties that we are going to face, or that you are going to face in your marriage life, whether that those challenges were from without or from within. But Almighty God promises to give us those graces that we need to see through those difficulties. And we know that there are many difficulties. But when it comes to marriage and the family life, we know that the primary purpose is the procreation, education, and sanctification of your children. Almighty God has given you a very great and a very joyful responsibility of helping to raise children to become saints in heaven. And we should keep our eyes and our focus on heaven, especially in the times in which we live. If we look around us in the world, we do see much chaos and confusion and many things that can really drag us down or bring us down. But in our families, we should keep our sights on heaven. We should keep that as our focus, and we should strive on a practical level to do our very best to have a Catholic home. That is, in our home, we should strive to do our very best to get rid of any occasions of sin. We should strive to do our best to sanctify our own souls and the souls of our children by praying our prayers every day, by being firm but gentle. How very important it is, parents, that you lead your family and your children. And certainly we need God's grace in order to do that. And when you face difficulties or trials, remember to ask Almighty God for those graces, those graces he promised you when you exchanged those vows on that very special day of your marriage. We know that when it comes to the sacrament of matrimony, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ instituted it. That is, we have received it from our Lord. And we have the words of St. Paul. St. Paul has said, men should love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, as also Christ does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall adhere to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh. This is a great sacrament, but I speak in Christ and in the church. In the family life, I mentioned it's very important that we create a Catholic environment in the home, and there are many ways that we can do that. But first and foremost, we should strive to keep the Catholic faith. We should strive to live the Catholic faith in the home. Just like the Magi, when the Magi came from the Far East, they were following a star. That star in our own lives, that guide in our own lives, should be the Catholic faith. The Magi followed that star to Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem they followed it to Bethlehem, and they found our Lord laying in the manger. So too for us in our family lives, if we do our very best to fulfill our duties to Almighty God and to our family, God's going to bless us. He's going to shower his blessings upon our family and upon our children. There'll still be many difficulties and trials, but let us understand that it's only with God's grace that we can do a good job in fulfilling our duties. It's very important, children, that we listen to our parents. I know we've spoken about the parents' duties, and we spoke about matrimony a little bit, but for children, so very important that we listen to our parents. Our parents love us with all their heart, and they want us to get to heaven. So very important that we listen to them when they tell us what we are to do. By practicing obedience now to our parents, it's going to help us to become the great saints that Almighty God wants us to become. But we know from experience that it's not always easy listening to our parents or our older brothers and sisters. Sometimes we don't want to listen, or we don't want to do what we're told. So let us remember to pray our prayers well every day. If we do our best to pray our prayers well, you're going to have the grace and the strength to listen, especially when it's difficult. For those who receive Holy Communion for the first time today at the 9 a.m. Mass, they have a very special day today. Today is the first day that they're going to receive our Lord in Holy Communion, and they're going to receive that increase in sanctifying grace. So too for you parents, when you receive the sacrament of matrimony, you receive an increase in sanctifying grace. And let us remember that. Through the sacrament of matrimony, Almighty God has granted you those graces that you need in your life in order to fulfill your duties. We know the duties of the marriage life can be difficult and hard sometimes, especially when it comes to raising our children. If we see our children doing things that we're not very pleased with, we see our children going in directions we don't want them to go, may our first recourse be to prayer and asking our Blessed Mother and the Holy Family for help in bringing them back. But always remember, be firm but gentle, and when it comes to correcting our children, we should do our very best to avoid correcting them when we're agitated or we're frustrated. Oftentimes, if we correct our family or our children when we're upset, we're going to overcorrect. We're going to say or do things that are more than what's necessary, and it might cause more harm than good. So let us strive to be firm but gentle. Let us do our very best to create that Catholic environment in the home. And most especially, may our Catholic faith be that shining light that guides us forward. Let us pray and ask our Blessed Mother for the helps we need in our family life, whether we are the head of the family, or for the children, or the queen of the home. Whatever it may be, our Blessed Mother is there to help us. Let us make the rosary a part of our day as a family. We should pray the rosary as a family, because we know, we've heard it many times before, a family that prays together is a family that stays together. In the name of the Father, and the Son.